All right, it's called to order for the Governing Board of the Arizona City Fire District. We're meeting regular session on Tuesday, March 10th, 2026 at 6 p.m. The meeting is held, of course, at the Arizona City Fire District at 14022 South Sunland Jind Road in Arizona City, Arizona, 85123. The board may vote to go into executive session on any agenda item pursuant to ARS 38-43103. A3 and A4 for legal advice and to consult with its attorney on the matter as set forth in the agenda item. Board members, other participants, or the general public may attend by telephone conference. The following topics and any matters related thereto will be subject to board consideration, discussion, approval, or other action. All items are set for public possible action. Join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, board, roll call. All board members are present with Rob Million attending telephonically. Welcome to our guests. Item number five, Chief. For the fire chief's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So again, behind the tab with our chiefs and staff reports. Five new applicants are received during the month. Manpower is currently at 100%. Facilities and equipment, Rescue 567 and Battalion 567 underwent maintenance and it's ongoing. For the month of training for the month of March for EMS, it's respiratory emergencies and continuing our minimum company standards that Chief Pantoy is leading the operation and suppression people through. Our key performance indicators are on track for us. We currently have two members that are just finishing their national certification testing. One is just done now, one is finished for paramedic school. We have six members that are attending the advanced EMT program that we're doing here in-house. Our immature and target solutions are at 30% for 2026. For community service during the month of February and March 2026, we've assisted 91 citizens with home challenges. We continue to work with the schools. We've conducted our fire drill for the month of February. The March one is upcoming. We're still continuing to work on all our DEMA, LEMA, and FEMA grants, and we're working off of new federal grants for submission year 26-27. We're still working off our $3,000 grant from Factory Mutual and the $100,000 grant we received from Representatives Teresa Martinez and Chris Lopez. Next, you'll see, I'll pull the one form that you have out right now. We'll do the staff reports. For the month of February, again, we ran seven emergency calls, others, six vehicle EMS calls for a total of 13 calls there, one invalid assist, 12 EMS calls there for the total reports. You'll see in the NFB reports there, we've had no fatalities or no deaths or no structure fires in the month of February. And then we'd like to highlight the last page you have in that packet, which is our fractile response time. And again, Chief Pantoya has done an outstanding job working on that to get our response time down to 4.1 minutes. So it's been, if you look at those 26 incidents that are delineated there in the reports, you'll see that all of them have are less than fractile, 90% fractile goal, which is 5 minutes. So it's an excellent response from the operations, and kudos to Chief Pantoya and the staff for that. You also see this individual sheet that I put in there in the chief's report. This is from the new bank that Great Western was taken over by. We just have to have each member fill that out as an individual. So it says tax ID, it'll just be your social security number. When you get it done, just if you want to drop it off at the firehouse or give me a call, we'll pick them up and then get them to the bank here in the next 30 days or so. Okay. And that completes the chief and staff reports for the month of March.
A motion to approve the chief's report and staff report.
So moved.
Second?
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is correspondence.
Many letters of thank you for service during the month.
Okay. Next item is consent agenda. Would you want to cover anything, Chief?
Everything's looking really good as the end of February. 602-049-14 in the bank. You'll see that capital outlay funds are all balancing up and increasing from there. All bills are paid as we move forward.
Okay. Motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second?
Yeah. Second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item number nine is calls to the public. Received three notices. Diane Wright?
I'll stand.
Okay.
I've been a resident of Arizona City since 1976. I was on the board here at Arizona City Fire when it became a five-member board and was president of the board 1 year. And I also was a board member for the Toltec Elementary School District for 18 years and was president of the board when we built the current Toltec Elementary School. And so I have a lot of time, a lot of heart, a lot of love invested in Arizona City. And my concern was today when I went to the post office, I saw the agenda and read it and saw that there was a vote tonight to change the name of this district to the Pinal County Fire and Medical Authority. And I just wanted to remind the board that this has been the Arizona City Fire District since 1963. And we still have a lot of members of people that live in this community who were members of that fire department for many, many years, retired from it. And my question for the board, and I know you can't answer me, I understand. First of all, it must be legal, but I question why you are doing it without a vote of the public or making it known to the public. I know that Mr. Rogers had bond issues that he put in front of his public. We did many times in Toltec Elementary. That's how we built another school. That's how we added on and refurbished our first school. I think it would be best, and I would hope, that this board would have some public meetings to gain support for changing of the name, to hear input from the community, and then also let them know why you're going to do that. I'm not entirely sure why you want to change it, but I do know, I'm almost done, I do know that I have heard from many sources that it is to encompass some data centers and solar fields out in the Stanfield, the greater Pinal County area. And I think it would go a long way to have some public meetings to hold off on voting on this till you have those public meetings so that you can allay the fears of the community about subsidizing other parts of for the county for their fire and their medical protection. Who's going to pay for that increased staff? Who's going to pay mm-hmm. for the increased equipment? And who's going to suffer or benefit from staff and materials being someplace else other than Arizona City? I think it needs further study, and you need to get the public involved in it and calm their fears and let them be knowledgeable about what the plan is.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for your time.
Mr. Bill Daugherty.
Good evening, folks. My name is Bill Daugherty. I'm a member of, Arizona City. Not sure where the lines are drawn anymore. We'd like to unknowingly piggyback on what she said about the increased range that the fire department's been. And some of you may remember last time we were in here, we were asking why the people in Arizona City Estates number 2 cannot get coverage. We're so close to the fire department, and it just looks like if we're going to expand the coverage out to various areas, Silverbell, or as she said, Stanfield, or wherever they're going to be, that we would like to seriously take a look at what's going on right here in town. So is that all we had to say?
Just wanted to know what the status was of that.
Yeah. Thank you, folks.
All right. Ms. Goddard?
Mine is completely not on that related topic. Basically, I was wondering if it's possible if the fire department can go to the county or something and see if we can get some type of a pedestrian light on the corner of Wendon and Sunland Gin. The other night, we came home from church, and all the emergency vehicles were over there. It gets dark. The kids have to cross Sunland Gin when it's dark to get back over on this side to the sidewalk. A lot of families have to do that, and I just think if we could get something where it's not the lights not on all the time, it's just like the one on Florence and Cass Grant. They push the button when they want to cross the street, and then a stop light can come on, just for their safety. And I don't know if that's something that the fire department can go to the county on, or if that's something else that might have to be done.
Mr. Unger.
As you see on that card there, I'd like to know when we will be getting any information on bills per month and outstanding balance on the bills. And I also am requesting a copy if negotiations are done with the chief. Do you understand everything on that card?
Yes, I'm able to read.
I figured you were able to read. I didn't know if you understood it. Okay. So when can I expect an answer? I've been requesting this for almost 6 months. No answers? You can get up and cry.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is number 10, old business. There's none. And then under new business is resolution 2026-03-001, changing the name of the Arizona City Fire District to the Pinal County Fire and Medical Authority.
Mr. I move you to table it.
Sir, don't interrupt.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I could set a little context first. Dating back, I would say at least 10 years, and I'll use the Daughters as a perfect example of many, many citizens have come to us and asked if we could provide our service level to them. And we weren't able, underneath the Arizona Revised Statutes and the laws of the state of Arizona. So we've been looking for many, many years to provide fire service for folks in Pinal County who currently don't have it. And more importantly, and Chief Pantoja, even in his 2 years with us, we've been called by houses that are on fire with people trapped inside that we just haven't been able to get to, that just breaks our hearts. And we want to do something about that. None of us got into the fire service to say our district line ends at this street and you can have a medical emergency on the other side and we just can't come. So I've been pushing as a fire chief for the last 11 years to start to provide this service level to people that fall just outside our areas. Arizona is still one of three states that have areas where people are not going to get fire coverage. Only one of three states left out of this nation where you could have a medical emergency and no one's coming. That's not why I got into fire service 40 years ago. So we looked at that opportunity. We looked at the financial side. There is a huge financial impact to starting to provide that. The County Board of Supervisors came to us with these battery energy storage solutions in these areas that are coming that are going to allow us to now provide those services to those areas. So that was the impetus behind that. Tonight, with the resolution reading, then it starts the process of what we can legally do to move forward to notify everybody of the changes. Thank you.
Mr. Rogers, I believe you have a statement to read.
Yes, I will read. I will read this as it's written. Arizona City Fire District Resolution 2026-03-001. Changing the name of the Arizona City Fire District to the Pinal County Fire and Medical Authority. A formal resolution of the Governing Board of the Arizona City Fire District, the Fire District, to formally rename the Fire District as the Pinal County Fire and Medical Authority. Whereas the Arizona City Fire District is a fire district created under and governed by the Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 48, and whereas the Fire Board of the Fire District contemplates the future expansion, consolidation, merger, or joint venture of the fire district with other fire districts or municipal or municipal or private fire and emergency medical services providers within or beyond the current boundaries of the fire district, and to therefore conduct business as a fire authority. And whereas under the Arizona Revised Statutes, ARS 48-805B15, a fire board may, at a properly noticed public meeting of the fire board and pursuant to majority vote of the duly elected and or appointed members of the fire board, change the name of the fire district. And whereas on the 10th day of March 2026, at a properly noticed public meeting, the fire board of the Arizona City Fire District voted by a majority vote to change the name of the fire district to the Pinal County Fire and Medical Authority. Now, therefore, it is hereby resolved, approved, adopted, and directed as follows. Resolved that the fire board of the Arizona City Fire District hereby renames the Arizona City Fire District as the Pinal County Fire and Medical Authority. And further resolved that authority staff take all necessary steps to confirm the name of the fire authority in accordance with this resolution 2026-03-001. To include but not be limited to, number one, changing the name of any titles of apparatus and equipment and vehicles as required at the Arizona MVD. Number two, to revise and record any required deeds for real property. Number three, to revise the name of authority bank accounts. Number four, to place the authority's name on all business contracts and agreements going forward, and to amend existing agreements to reflect the name change as required. Number five, to update all authority accounting and payroll functions to reflect the new name of the authority. Number six, to notify the Pinal County Board of Supervisors and all taxing authorities of the name change of the authority. Number seven, to notify the Arizona State Retirement System and or the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System as required of the name change. Number eight, to notify any insurance providers, auto workers, comp, property, liability of the same change. Number nine, to revise and update all other required documents and or accounts and agreements to comply with this resolution 2026-03-001, and further resolved that to the extent required, authority staff are hereby instructed to agendize items for open meeting review and signature by authority board members as required to complete the transfer of fire district responsibilities and agreements to the renamed fire authority in as rapid and proper a manner as possible. And further resolved that authority fire chief Jeffrey R. Heaton Jr. is instructed to undertake all such other legal and necessary acts to implement this resolution 2026-03-001 within the jurisdictional boundaries of the authority as they may exist, and to undertake other such agreements and contracts as are necessary to implement the name change. Approved and adopted this 10th day of March 2026.
So, Mr. Chairman, you just have to do a vote and a roll call.
Okay. So, is there a motion to move forward with the vote? Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, all board, all board members voted to adopt the resolution.
Have to go individually now.
Okay. Board Member Lloyd Stone, voted affirmatively. Mr. Secretary?
Aye.
Alan Rogers voted affirmatively.
Aye.
Sherry Frosch voted affirmatively. Mr. Million?
Aye.
And I voted aye. Ken Davis is chairman. So all board members voted aye. Okay. Next action is discussion and possible action related to Fire Chief Jeffrey Heaton's annual review, salary and contract. Chief, were you notified your review was going to be discussed at tonight's meeting?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Given this fact, would you like to have this done in open or executive session?
Executive session, please.
Okay. Hearing this, the Arizona City Fire District Board will now vote to go into executive session to conduct the chief's review. Motion to go into executive session. Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We're now into executive session.